Hello, everybody. Good to see you guys. Welcome, welcome to a special edition of David Hebner Live. Why is it? Because we are in the end times, okay? The dark force has been unleashed, all right? This is a special presentation. I may be stopping it so we can talk about this, what it is that we need to talk about. Folks, we're close to the edge, close to the edge. I don't know what else to tell you, but we are so close to the edge. Let me explain to you what I mean, okay, what this actually is. First of all, let's go to comments. Let's see who's here. Hello, Lori. Good to see you guys. Lisa, good to see you. Christopher, good to see you all. Rose, good to see you. God bless you. God bless you all. I want to bring on something here that's so important. I think that you and I, we got to start not just every once in a while bring this stuff up, but we've got to let this be a big part of who and what we are, okay? Now, there's a scripture. They were asking Jesus to tell them when he was going to be coming back. This was the religious system. I mean, tell us, what's the future? What's really going on? And here's what Jesus says. Right? Go on to scripture here. Jesus says that, and by the way, it's Matthew 16, just to let you know, Matthew 16. The Pharisees and Sadducees came to Jesus and tested him by asking him to show them a sign from heaven. He replied, "When evening comes, you say, it will be fair weather." Talking about the weather. "For the sky is red in the morning, and today it will be stormy, for the sky is red and overcast. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times." Why? What is this? This is the dark force unleashed, all right? I'm going to play clips of a show that's on David Hebner TV. You can go right now and you can watch it, the whole thing. It's me and Russ Dizdar. But it's important to take a look at this. So important. Dark force unleashed. We're going to bring that up for you in a moment, but I want to see in chat and in comments, if there's been something in your spirit that is telling you that we're in the last days. Because folks, Jesus said that we can tell the weather. We can see what's going on around us. But what about spiritually? What about spiritually? You say, David, you know, this stuff is kind of difficult for me to absorb because there's so much of it and there's so much detailed information. Well, let me tell you something. If you'll just be open, if you'll spend a little time, the Holy Spirit will guide you through it. Folks, you do not need, forget about man's IQ. You know, the Bible talks about, I'm paraphrasing, that the ways of the world is not the ways of God's, that the wise men, they don't know anything. But yet the little children, God's given you, God's given me, the people that the world would say have little pea brains, but he's given you and I the wisdom in these last days. And we're talking about the Black Awakening happening now. And what is that? We're talking about demonic warfare, demons being unleashed throughout this country, throughout the world. And what you're going to see is a lot of civil unrest. You're going to see a lot more sickness. There's going to be a lot more plagues, lockdowns. And somebody needs to talk about it. I don't even know if I'm going to play any videos for you because I need to sit here and just talk to you about this and urge you to please read the book of Revelation. Please ask the Holy Spirit to search your heart and give you the wisdom and to open up scripture that you need to read. You know, a lot of churches, they don't want to hear about Revelation. They don't want to talk about the end times. Matter of fact, a lot of churches say, David, you know, you've been talking about this end times thing, or they've been talking about it for years, and yet nothing's happened. Well, that's what scripture says, and talks about, you know, they're going to think that you're crazy because you're believing Jesus is coming back and it's going to be soon, but they're going to say, well, he hasn't come back yet. When's he going to come back? And this is what last evangelist is about, folks. Last evangelist is about what's happening now and what's going to happen in the future. Legalized Jesus, episode 1, the lockdown. Episode 2, the vaccine was just the beginning. You can catch those on David Hebner TV. But here's the point. The point is, it's a TV series that's geared toward opening people's eyes so that people can understand what's really, really going on. Another thing that will happen in the near future is going to be the Bible will be illegal as you know it. The King James Version, any version that is derived from the King James and the King James, but the government will issue their own Bible. Now, it's happening now in the way that anytime a pastor does not get up and speak truth, they are editing, they are censoring God's word. Do you see what I'm saying? There's many preachers that, I mean, they told me, they said, David, I just can't say what I feel like I need to say. And I say, you need to get out of the pulpit. You need to get out of the pulpit. Because God wants you to tell people what's happening in these last days, the unseen realm, what's going on spiritually. Folks, listen, you have the mind of Christ. You have the ability to, you've got spiritual wisdom. You've got spiritual insight. You can see things others can't see. The problem is we're not utilizing it. We're not working that muscle, that visual muscle. Do you follow what I'm saying? There's angels and demons around you every day, around me, around all of us. But are we aware of the spiritual world? We need to be. Because if we don't, we're going to get taken out. It's so important to understand what God is trying to tell you now. You know, you can have all the Bible studies you want. You can go to church all you want. You can repent all you want. Sing songs all you want. But if you do not understand the signs of the time, like Jesus was talking about, it doesn't matter. People will suffer. You see, in these last days, God is given you and I the wisdom. That's why we've done this show for 7 years. It's not that I'm going to get up here and just talk and talk, though I do get up and talk. I bring on guests. We expose things. Demonic attacks, satanic ritual abuse, the Nephilim, program multiples. We've talked about it all. There's over 900 shows, interviews on David Hebner TV that you will not see on social media on these subjects. Do you follow? It's so important. The things that we have talked about, I need to tell you all, it's important for you to talk about when you're with your friends and neighbors in a Bible study. Next time somebody wants to have a Bible study, What I want you to do is say, okay, great. We can study the book of James. We can study Acts. We can study Matthew. But what about Revelation? What about Daniel? Well, I don't know much about that. You don't need to know much about it. It's the Holy Spirit that will guide you. Folks, when I got into this space of talking about these things, I didn't know anything about anything. I still don't know much about anything, but I definitely didn't know anything about anything. But then what happened was the Holy Spirit guided me and led me into the truth. I could see things spiritually, had spiritual vision. And I'm not bragging. I'm just stating a fact. I'm giving God the glory, not me the glory. I mean, I don't have my vision. I had to have cataract surgery. I've been wearing contacts all my life. I don't have good vision, but because the Holy Spirit has guided me and directed me, I can see spiritually, and it's nothing that I've done. I don't even deserve it. Do you follow what I'm saying? Can I see an amen? Got Lori here. I'm going to thank you guys for being with me. Let's see what we got going on here. Good evening, family, says Lori. Good evening. Hello, group, says Rose. Yes, daughter of the Most High. Russ tried to prepare us for the book, The Black Awakening. He did. He prepared a lot of people, but I consider Russ Dizdar a general. He went on to be with the Lord. And I've done many shows on that. Please, I have right now a channel. It's called Tribute to Russ Dizdar on David Heavener TV. Go sign up and go watch it. I did many interviews with him. But folks, what I want to talk about today is the interviews when the camera was not running. What I talked about with Russ and with Rob Skiba, even Irvin Baxter, with Tom Horn, these were all friends of mine, people I worked with. And you can watch all these videos, go to David Heavener TV. I don't want to get into that right now, but I want you, when the show is over, go sign up, or if you are a member, go type their name in, watch these shows. I want to talk to you about what I spoke to them about. And I'm going to tell you the consensus of what I walked away with and share with you some, I don't want to say secrets, because there's no secrets except the mystery of the kingdom of God, which has now been being unveiled, being shown to God's people, you and I. Even the angels wish they could see and know what we know. Even the angels. Rose says, I've been physically attacked this year. Let me tell you something. Until we understand how the enemy is working in these last days, we will not understand these attacks that we're getting. Understand it. You will be attacked, but guess what? You prevail. It's one thing to be attacked. It's another thing to be affected. Let me say it again. It's one thing to be attacked. It's another thing to be affected. These attacks do not have to affect you. Russ Dizdar warned of the Black Awakening. Johnny says, I don't understand what you mean by unleashed. If you've got questions, I'm going to open this time up. I'm just going by what the Holy Spirit's telling me to do. I may not get to my guest. I may not get to everything I wanted to talk about, but I really feel like there's a lot of questions out there, and people are hurting. People are confused. People are lonely. So Johnny says, I don't understand what you mean by unleashed. I've encountered spiritual warfare since I accepted Christ 40 years ago. Okay, here's what I mean, Johnny. Is that the devil knows that time is short. That's number one. But number two, God's people His eyes are being opened like never before. There is no new revelation to Scripture. There is no new Scripture that can ever be written. You have to understand that. If anybody tells you different, you need to run the other way. But the level of understanding, consciousness, because, you know, J. Vernon McGee, I don't know if you guys remember J. Vernon. I used to, he was like 90, 100 years old when he died, but I listened to him all the way up to the, when he passed and went on to heaven. He said, today is complicated sin. I don't know if that's scriptural, but it's, but I know what he's saying. The sin is complicated because of the technology, because of the inventions, and because of the darkness of man that goes deeper and deeper. So what happens is when you have this level of understanding that God has given us, the devil knows time is short. Devil knows the signs more than most Christians. So he's going to unleash hell upon the people. You say, where's that at, Scripture? Well, it's all over. Timothy. In these last days, what will people be? They'll be lovers of themselves. I mean, I'm going to paraphrase this, but the darkness will be darker. Things are slowly going to hell, literally. You're either going to hell or heaven. And Johnny, yes, when you accepted Christ, you were attacked because you got, the devil knew that you were God's instrument. So it may feel like that we've been going through this hell for a long time, and maybe this attack, you could classify it as that, hell. But I'm talking about you haven't seen hell until what I'm about to say in the moment happens. You see, I want to get your all's, and more questions, please. If you've got questions, I want you to ask the question. Johnny says, Holy Spirit has shown me that warfare has become more intense in the last few years. That's right. You're not alone, brother. You're not alone. You're not alone. Oh, Jamie, I've been watching David Heaven for years. God bless you. I appreciate it. Today's kind of a special show. This marks our 7th year anniversary. 7 years. And folks, 7 is a sign of completion. I don't know. Maybe this is the birthday show. Can we sing happy birthday to David Heaven alive? Not to me, though my birthday is next month. But God has allowed us to come to you for 7 years in a row, 7 years in a row, to what I believe is not only to speak the truth, but speak things that the church just will not speak about. And I'm so fortunate to have you all as a family. Many of you all have been with me for years. Rose says, it's all attitude and putting on the mind of Christ. Amen, Rose. Amen. BJ said, you interviewed me on Eastern Star. I did, BJ. Thanks for being with me. God bless you. Yeah, something was fishy with Rob Skiba. Well, actually, it was with Russ and his wife, Shelley, because Rob's wife is still alive. I believe, I hope so. But did you notice that in the span of 2 years, roughly, maybe 3, that generals, I call them generals of the prophecy, end times, what I consider experts in the field, only because they devoted their life to it. Russ Dizdar, Rob Skiba, Tom Horn, Irvin Baxter, all of which I interviewed. Did you notice that they went on to be with the Lord? These generals, I call them generals because they were the leaders. They were at the front lines. Rui says they're not hiding their evil plans anymore. They are getting bolder. You're right. You're right. You see, folks, right now, you and I hope you don't mind if I just talk, because I feel like it's important that we just talk to one another, okay? Number one is we have to understand that we cannot be lukewarm. You have to be all in. You can't serve two masters. You either serve God or you serve Satan. You eat at God's table, you eat at Satan's table. You drink God's drink or you drink the drink of the Holy Spirit. You can't serve two masters. That's number one. You're all in, willing to take the hit. Number two is you're willing to march forward. You're willing to defend God and not worry about offending man. That's why we're here. In chat right now, if you guys go to chat, there's people praying for one another. It's amazing. I was telling my wife, I said, this place is made of love. I mean, I'm not bragging because it's not about me, but we could have people come and say ugly things to people, but they don't. They encourage one another. They love one another. So I want you guys, if you've got questions, I want you to, happy birthday, brother. Happy birthday, Christine. Thank you. I want you to email Shanita at admin@davidhebner.tv, admin@davidhebner.tv. If you've got questions, if you guys have questions in chat, let me know what that question is. And I've got some questions from viewers that that I want to read here, and I want to talk about. And it's James 1. James is a servant of God who says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of any kind, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. But here's the thing. Most people think that this is God testing us. God does not test his children. I'm going to say it again. God does not test you. God is not. You see, let me explain a test. Even though this says testing, but the translation is not really testing. I'll get into it in a second. A test is to see if you are going to pass or fail. God will never set his people up to pass or fail. God knows your heart. God is with you. You can never fail if you're a child of God. Can you fall? Yes. But fail is a permanent condition. Falling is very temporary. We all fall. I fall. But God will never test you. It's like, I'm going to test today to see how smart you are, to see if you're going to fail, give you an F. God doesn't do that. But what does God do? He trains us. He teaches us. What's the difference? A test is given after you have the training, after you have the teaching. So this scripture contradicts itself if it's talking about it gives you a test. Because it says that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Perseverance finishes its work so that you may be mature. This is a progression. A test is not a progression. A test is a one-time event. You get an A, B, C, D, E, F. How about this? The trying of your faith, the exercising of your faith, the stretching of your faith produces perseverance. Yeah. So God doesn't test us in the way that we see test. Now I'm going to say something that we must have in these last days that's so important. Because if we don't have this, we have nothing. I want to say this again. If we don't have what I'm getting ready to say, we have nothing. Carl says Job was tested. Job was tested. But you see, what I'm trying to say, Carl, is tested in the way that we perceive testing is a do or die. It's like a teacher giving us this paper that we're supposed to be able to check off and pass this test. So I want you to think of the word test as a progression. It is a trying of. It is a stretching of. It is a working of a muscle. A test is not that. A test is a one-time event. Oh, you can have many tests, but that test, each test is a separate entity, one-time event in and of itself. So the reason I'm saying this, I've had people come and say, God's testing me. Well, what's happening to you? I'm being tested. Well, what's happening to you? Oh, the testing. Would you please just tell me what's going on? Oh, I'm addicted to chocolate chip cookies and milk, and I saw a big bag in the counter, and I knew there was a big gallon of ice cold milk in the refrigerator, and God is testing me to see if I will eat those cookies, knowing I'm addicted to them, knowing that I'm trying to lose 40 pounds. That ain't God testing you. That's not a test. Well, he's tempting me. God doesn't tempt. The devil tempts. God didn't tempt Jesus, his son, in the desert. It was the devil tempting him. Anyway, let's go to James 1. James 1, verse 5. Now, if we don't have this, folks, if we don't have this, we have nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. If you lack wisdom, what do you need to do? You need to ask God. What do I need to do? I need to ask God. And what does he do? He gives me wisdom. He gives you wisdom. What? A little bit? No. Generously. You have a question, you need a direction, you need an answer. Ask God generously. But here's the caveat. And this is what I'm talking about. And you guys feel free to talk with me on this and chat. And if you want, like I said, send something to Shanita. I'm hoping Shanita will come on soon. So maybe she's got some questions. Shanita, if you're listening, you have questions, come on earlier and we'll bring those questions on. Here it is. But when you ask, verse 6, you must believe and not doubt. Because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed in the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person, this is where it puts the nail in the coffin, is a double-minded and unstable in all they do. Really? Y'all see that light? Wow, look at that. That is so cool. Whoa, this is symbolic, folks. I want you to see, and this is God that's orchestrated this. This is the light. This is the belief. The light, the good. This is the darkness over here. It's just symbolic that when we don't believe, we fall into this over here. When we believe, we're here. Kind of cool. So I'm going to say this. Stop working hard and start believing deep. Let me say it again. I got to get out of this light here. Sorry. Stop working hard and start believing deep. In other words, everybody's around trying to do all this stuff and work hard. You need to work hard at believing, your belief muscle. Does that make sense? Amen. Lori says amen. Yeah, Betty says pray for the election. Rose says, God's been showing me we walk by faith, not by sight. In other words, we don't need proof. Somebody tell me in chat what the biblical definition of faith is. What is it? What's the biblical definition of faith? It's evidence of things not seen, but it's not just evidence of things not seen. It's evidence of the things unseen. Let me say that again. It is evidence of the things unseen. So it goes a step further, I want to say, that it goes into not just things you can't see, but things that you should be able to see, but we're just not focusing on. Does that make sense? And there's so many distractions out there in these last days. And that's what the devil does. The devil distracts us. So anyway, don't work harder, believe deeper. Don't work harder, believe deeper. And verse 9 says, believers in humble circumstances, and this is you and this is me, we ought to take pride in our high position. Folks, we sit in a high position. We sit with Jesus Christ on the right-hand side of the throne because we are anointed. We're a blessed nation. It is not just a country. I'm going to bring Shanita on. Maybe she's got a question. If you've got a question, Shanita, give me a thumbs up. The people have been sending you. Yeah, she's got questions here. Let's go. All right, there you go. How are you doing?
Well, fabulous.
Excellent, excellent. What kind of question do we have?
Well, one is from a viewer who really wants to know the best way to get rid of a Bible that she believes, well, she gets an awful feeling when she's near it, even though it came from a televangelist, but he's since been shown to be false. So yeah. She just doesn't want to put it in a landfill somewhere or donate it, or somebody else ends up with it. And so what would be her legal rights to dispose of it?
Well, first of all, she's right. Objects have cursed, you know, I've done many shows, Stephen Bancars, mm-hmm. with other people, Russ Dizdar, that they will lay curses on objects and give it to people. Okay. If she got it from somebody that she doesn't have a good feeling about now, or that's been exposed, there's a good chance that Bible in her home has been cursed. Okay. So the best thing to do, well, there's two things you can do with this book. It's called Fire and Water. If you've got a river, if you have an ocean, and I'm not going to tell you to do something illegal because I don't know what the law is, but you put it in deep water. I'm talking deep water. Don't tear the pages. Don't destroy it. Don't do anything. You just put it in deep water. Let it go. Number two is you can burn it. Okay. Go in your backyard and fire up your grill like you're going to barbecue some ribs. And then what you're going to do is barbecue a curse. You're going to have a cursed barbecue. Barbecue curse. So fire and water and get it out of your house because it's probably making you ill. probably giving you a lot of anxiety at this point. So, yeah, so there you go. Have you ever had anything in the house that you didn't feel good about? You keep looking at it and...
Yeah. Yep, had to let it go.
Well, you know, I stay in a lot of hotels, and I'll tell you something. Most hotels I stay in, probably 70%, have a lot of demonic spirits, a lot of leftover, because what you're doing is you're dealing with the people that stayed there the night before. So you got to go through and just do, you don't need to tell anybody, you don't need to tell who you're with or whatever. Just go in there and you just anoint the four corners of the room and you cast out any evil spirits. And you don't need to go through this big dramatic thing. You just state your facts and move on. You can even do it silently. But I will say this, there's rooms I've walked into and I've felt pretty good, maybe 30% of the rooms. Nine times out of 10, I'll open up the drawer and I'll find a Gideon's Bible in there. I'll find a Gideon's Bible. Like, sometimes it's a hotel room that's kind of a dingy hotel room, like, you know, a ripped up carpet and doesn't smell that great, but it has a good spiritual energy. And so it's not about how expensive the hotel room is. Matter of fact, I've stayed at hotels for $400 a night, and they got, there's, it's such demon infested because wealthy people, they rely on their money and not on God, most of them. So therefore they carry a lot of demons in with them. As a matter of fact, Shanita, I want to read this because, this is James 1:10. It says, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wildflower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossom falls, its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. Any other questions?
Okay, next question. So the title for this is it a dream or is it real? So my granddaughter, who is 11, claims she leaves her body every night and encounters this being, which she calls the glowing thing. The glowing thing claims he's an angel from God. He gives her tasks to do to protect others in our household. She also encounters other entities that are dark. This glowing thing fights them off. The glowy thing told her, look out the window. She saw a gate with fire. The demons trying to get in can't. How can I make sure this glowing thing is not an angel of light of Satan? Well, why is she coming out of her body if this is true, or is it just a dream?
Right.
Okay. I have an older son in his 40s who also sees things in the spiritual realm.
Okay. Well, let's answer that. I'm just going to run this quick commercial. And when we get back, we're going to talk about astral projection, which is what this is. It's a form of it. And also, is the thing outside the window that would seem to be keeping demons in or out, is it of God or is it of Satan or of God? Shanita, stay with me. We're going to be right back, okay? And we'll be right back.
When you donate to this ministry, I can honestly tell you that we talk about things the church won't. I do my best. I do my best to get the word out, and so does Shanita. And anything that you can give that God lays on your heart would be appreciated. It keeps us going. It keeps this show going. It keeps us traveling to pray for people, and it's just much appreciated. DavidHebner.tv/give. Consider becoming a monthly partner. You can call 844-806-0006, or you can text the word CHOSEN to 91999.
Yeah, there you go. 91999. And folks, listen, if you would like to support Last Evangelist, the TV series, go to lastevangelist.com because you can become an actor, you can be a producer, but you're really funding these episodes, okay? And get the DVD. You can get it right now on episode 2 and episode 1. And on episode two, you'll also get a bonus. You'll get the coming apocalypse. Look at all these people on there. Late, great Russ Dizdar, Rob Skiba, Lisa Haven, Derek Gilbert. Ordered that DVD right now. And you can order it by texting or chosen to 91999. Or you can call 844-806-0006. Or you can just go to davidhebner.tv/order. Appreciate it. No, also too, I don't want to forget, you can get the new t-shirt we've got here, My Vaccines, the Blood of Jesus, the Holy Spirit's My Booster. And so that would be awesome if you could do that. We'd really appreciate it. Okay, so Shanita, just a recap of that question one more time. Is she having a dream that her daughter is coming out of her body, or is her daughter saying she is coming out of her body?
The 11-year-old is saying that every night she leaves her body.
Okay. Okay. She leaves her body. Okay. That's the first part of it. Let's take that part of it. If she's saying she's leaving her body, I think there's something seriously going on here. And it's not something, it's like I doubt that it's an imagination thing. A lot of kids will say, you know, I'm imagining a friend, you know, living in my closet, or, you know, they have a little baby doll and it's imaginary. Or maybe nobody, it's just imaginary. That's one thing. But when an 11-year-old says, I'm leaving my body, I would question if that's an imagination, okay? Leaving the body. I'd be very concerned about that, because when you disconnect the spirit from the body, it's a very, very dangerous thing. You know, I interviewed Josh Peck, and he said there's a chance that he thought he wouldn't be able to come back to his body. Okay. He thought it'd be the last time he ever astral projected out. So here'd be my question to the mother. The 11-year-old daughter, what has she been watching? What has she encountered? Has she been playing with Ouija boards, tarot cards? Has she been watching certain movies? You got to be careful what they watch on Disney. Harry Potter is kind of like, you know, Sorcery 101. There's a lot of newer shows that get into it a lot deeper, a lot of witchcraft, you know, honoring witches. So see what she's been watching. And at that point, and also to a generational curse, find out if this has happened to the mother, if it's happened to any other, the relatives in the generation, because when you cast the demon out, and you do a cleansing, you got to know, it's better to know what you're dealing with, if it's a generational curse demon, mm-hmm. or if it's a demon of the tarot cards of the, and then you don't lay hands on her, but you command that demon out in the name of Jesus. You're not, sometimes a little kid, you feel like you can lay hands on them because, well, they're little, they're innocent, but that's not true. A lot of times demons in children are stronger than demons that are in adults. Okay. Exorcist, right? So don't lay hands on a child or anybody when you're casting out a demon. You command it. You can put your hand forth. You command it in the name of Jesus. I command you in the name of Jesus to come out of this child. You will not return. You go to hell. And that's it. That's all you need to do. Don't have a conversation. Don't read scripture. Don't throw holy water. Don't chant, you know, in Latin, right? So, okay, that's the first part of it. What's the second part? Something outside of her window.
Right. So is the glowing thing, if it's real, could that be an angel of light?
And the daughter is Satan? The mother is saying this about the daughter. The daughter's asking the question, or the mother's... Yeah,
the grandmother, I don't know if the daughter's in the picture, but the grandmother is asking, could the...
But she's saying the daughter saw this, right? The daughter's telling her this, right?
Yeah, the granddaughter says that, she doesn't say it's a dream. But.
Okay. Well, there's two ways to look at it. Don't have enough information, but there's two ways to look at it. Number one is if she is under a demonic attack and under a delusion, a demonic delusion, this could be another attack. Could be another, it's not real. Okay. It's an illusion. All right. It's a deception. On the other hand, is God protecting her? Is he sending angels to protect her? Well, if that's the case, my question would be, why is she astral projecting? You see what I'm saying? If the angel's mm-hmm. protecting her, what is really going on with that? So I would say it's probably not. I'd say it's probably another demon manifesting itself, probably as an angel of light. The grandmother may want to ask, find out about the daughter if she's been molested, abused, either physically or sexually, because this coming out of the body, a lot of times someone that's abused will detach themselves. It's a form of detachment, and they actually welcome this astral projection because they want to get out because the misery. So there's a lot of questions you have to ask the grandma. You can give her all this information. Hopefully she's listening. So was there any else on that question?
That covers it. Thank you.
Yeah. Lori says, amen, David. I've been there. Yeah. Let's see what chat says. You probably got chat in front of you too, don't you? Yeah. The abuse in the movie, The Great Warning, was amazing testimony. All right. I haven't seen that movie.
Someone's asking if you can talk about heavenly downloads.
Christ Rule says never accept secondhand objects from people. So you got to be careful in these secondhand stores. Goodwills are the worst. Goodwills is actually not good at all. They're bad wills. Goodwill's not even a nonprofit. It's a for-profit. I don't know if it's a scam. I mean, I've gotten stuff there, but I don't get a good feeling when I go in most Goodwills. BJ says, not sure how to do that yet. I'm technology challenged. Well, she's working it out.
BJ, you can also text.
Yeah, BJ, you can text if you've got a question or whatever.
The text number is 615-861-9659.
Purity says, when I prayed to God one day, a person's name appeared slowly and got stronger. Then I cried. What does it mean? Purity, that's happened to me. I've been praying and all of a sudden someone pops into my brain. And you say you cried. I believe that's of God. God laid that person on your heart to pray for, to have compassion for, to cry for, in the presence of God. And so I think that's very, very scriptural. I think it's very biblical. And I think I think it's godly. My limited knowledge of, you know, that. Psychalone, is this Psychalone? I worked for Goodwill for 2 months. They're not good at all. okay. So what was the question, Shanita, about heaven?
Well, there's one about heavenly downloads. And then there's one that just came in a few hours ago. My wife and I just noticed what felt like an electromagnetic charge in the air. It reminds me of when I met with another believer once and the Lord Jesus met us in the middle. There was an energy charge felt by both of us that felt just like an electromagnetic field generated by high energy electrical conduit. Did you feel anything?
Okay. Let me say something on that. First of all, we are energy. Okay. Our spirit is energy, energy and spiritual. I'm talking about I'm not going to go new age on you. However, the energy, the electromagnetic energy that manifests itself, that we feel, is usually not of God. It's usually of the evil one. And in these last days, you're going to see a lot of this stuff. You're going to see it with the 5G, 7G. I've done many, many shows on this. I mean, it'd take an hour to cover everything. Why is that? Why is it maybe it's not of God if someone experiences a electromagnetic field? Well, let me ask you this. If you're God, do you really have to put up an electromagnetic field? Do you really need to do that? Really? No, you have the power of God in you. You are an electric field, greater than any magnetic field around. All right? You can walk into a room and you can feel the energy in the room, whether it's evil or good, but that comes from the heart. It goes into the gut and it comes into the heart and it's processed through the mind of Christ. Okay. So it's an internal situation that deals spiritually. It is not an external condition to where you are analyzing things externally like you would a magnetic field. So the question would be, if that is of God, why? Why is God manifesting that? I'm not saying he never would, but why would he do that? A lot of times we'll pick up demons through this magnetic field, through this electricity, through this energy. And if you don't believe me, you can watch, well, I don't want you to watch them, but these paranormal shows, they will actually pick up what they call ghost paranormal. It's not, it's demons. You know, and they go, well, maybe he picked up an angel. No, God's not going to let somebody that doesn't know him pick up an angel. I mean, unless the angel's getting ready to knock him on his rear end. But normally all this stuff is internalized. It's in the spirit. It goes through the mind of Christ. It's using discernment. So anyway, that's that on the magnetic field. So you might have anything they want to say regarding magnetic field. God lays people on our hearts, talking about what happened with someone praying, and then all of a sudden someone got laid on their heart and they started crying. Lori says, amen, I've been there. We live in an apartment, BJ says, and the neighbor had a Buddha statue right across from the hall from our front door. They may be neighbors that live above us that object. Okay, let me say something about that. Buddha, yes. I mean, can there be demons all over? Yes. But it doesn't, it can be a Bible that has a curse on it, like Shanita was talking about. So be careful about just, it's a Buddha statue. So I've got to, I'm not saying no, but I'm saying don't let that be a diversion. And then meanwhile, laying on your kitchen table, you have a book or a tract that someone's given you. And they said they were a Christian. These people handing out tracts. I don't take tracts because I don't want to touch something somebody else has touched. I don't know the person giving it to me. But that could have a curse on it. Demons like to curse things that look like they're anointed or look like they're blessed. And that's why you got to be careful with this. All right, Shanita, we just have a moment to go. Anything else you need to talk about?
Yeah, there's a viewer who says, I have some experience shape-shifting. When I was a child, I prayed to Satan to change me into a cat. He did not have the power to do so, but he was able to take my soul and put it in the body of a cat. An astral projection is much the same, except there's no host body to enter into.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole show in and of itself, okay? Put your soul into a cat. I'm not going to get into that. I'd have to know more about it, but all I can say is I hope that cat is not located in Springfield, Ohio, because you know what they're doing to cats and dogs. So anyway, before we go, I just want to say this. Thank you, Lisa, doing great answering questions. Somebody said that, Rose says, yep, we're just going to say we are electric. Our hearts are electric. You're right, Rose. Our hearts are electric. And you're absolutely right. We have electricity in our body. You know, that's how our muscle pumps. But never in scripture does it talk about electromagnetic fields. But it does say that there are going to be lying signs and wonders, great deceptions in these last days, right? Just like when Moses told Pharaoh, set my people free. And when he said, I'm not going to, Moses did a miracle. He did a great sign and wonder. Pharaoh called his little magicians. They did the same thing. They competed. It's all a deception. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you got to be careful. Again, never say never, because God can do whatever he wants. But I go by what I look at scripture and go, is this the characteristic of God? And that's how you tell God's character, is by his written word. Because this word is live. It's breathing. Okay, it's moving, it's active, and that's how you know God's character. So that's why we have to have this discernment. But you're absolutely right. We do have electricity in our body, but guess what? It's hooked to our heart. It's hooked to our mind of Christ. It's hooked to the temple, which we are, the temple of the living God. Shanita, anything else before we go into underground?
We have a praise report.
Okay.
You remember just the agonizing ordeal Amy went through trying to sell her home with so many failed offers and lies. And now God has answered prayer and they're living in the most beautiful place on a ski lift. Imagine being able to snow ski all every day throughout the winter.
Who is this?
Amy.
Amy. Okay. Amy. Good. Mm-hmm. We've been praying for Amy. She's living on a ski lift.
On a mountain, yeah.
You mean like on a hill where a ski lift comes up?
Yeah,
you mean?
It's right outside the door. Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, right outside the door of a ski lift. So she can just walk outside in the morning with her coffee, get on the ski lift, and go up or down or wherever she is. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Praise God. So God answered prayer, but not without trying her patience, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Any prayer requests?
Yes. Yeah, we are praying tonight for Kay and Lori. And Robin has some requests with her friend Liz. And I'm sure there's some more here that I'm just not seeing, but we will cover all those. Email them to admin@davidhebner.tv so that we can have our team praying for them.
Absolutely. And people can go, Shanita, to Underground. They're going to get a link. And if you want to sign up now and you're not a member, you can sign up and just send Shanita an email, admin@davidhebner.tv. Okay. admin@davidhebner.tv. And by the way, we have live television. And Shanita, you need to click that because I don't think the live TV is working right now at the top of the website, but you can check that out. Okay. Well, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer and we're going to see you guys in just a few minutes. Shanita, God bless you. All right. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Before we do, I just want to remind you guys that we are a faith-based ministry. We are an end times ministry. We talk about things that the church doesn't talk about. If you could find it in your heart to support us by getting, just donations, davidhebner.tv/give, or if you could buy our merchandise, we have DVDs, we have books, just go to davidhebner.tv/order. That would be awesome. I really appreciate it. If you do have land or a car you want to donate, you can call 855-500-RIDE or 844-277-HOME or go to davidhebner.tv/car/. That would be great. That'll help out their ministry and it'll help out our ministry. And of course, my old friend, Mike Lindell, if you want any pillows or anything at all, sheets, shoes, you can go to mypillow.com, use the code name David777. And if you'd like to volunteer the ministry, davidhebner.tv/volunteer/. Okay, let's go to the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for the word you've given us tonight. Thank you for each and every person here, the love you have given our family. I want to thank you for this love. I want to thank you for the wisdom. For every name Shanita spoke and every name that couldn't get through to her and every person that needs prayer right now, Father, we're lifting them up to the throne. There's someone out there that is suffering. They just lost someone. Someone just passed away and they're hurting, they're grieving. I'm asking you touch their heart. Comfort them. There's someone out there that's dealing with, I don't know if it's sinus issues, but it has something to do with your sinuses right in here. We're commanding healing in Jesus' name, commanding that healing. Someone that's being diagnosed with cancer, we're commanding a healing. Demon of disease, you are hereby commanded to leave the children of God. We command you back into hell. Thank you, Lord, for watching over our children. I ask that the children that are lost, that have been abducted, that are in human trafficking, runaways, that you bring them home, comfort them, protect them, that the mother will not go to that clinic and have done what it is she's planning on. Her mind is being changed right now. The baby will live. We thank you, Father, for that. And everybody says amen in Jesus' name. All right. I love you guys. I appreciate you all. Don't forget, we're going to go to Underground. I'm going to play a commercial, and then in about 5 minutes, we're going to be in Underground. And by the way, If you haven't ordered the DVD of Last Evangelist, episode 1 and 2, you say, David, I don't need the DVD. Well, let me explain something to you. When this goes down, the internet as we know it, gets you a DVD player, gets you something that you can plug into. You can take this DVD and you can actually plug into it and you can watch it, okay? You can actually watch it. Folks, I'm telling you, this is so important that you do this. I can't tell you how important it is. You can also get the End Times Investigation DVD. We're going to play the commercial. When we come back, we're going to be underground with you. Not here anymore, but you'll get a separate link. Love you guys. God bless. We have the new End Times DVD, 8 hours of me investigating things like Satanism and demonic powers, Illuminati, New World Order, Antichrist, One World Religion, End Times Miracles, Bible Prophecy, and the alien demon connection with L.A. Marzulli. So I want you to text the word CHOSEN to 91999. The word CHOSEN to 91999 and get the End Times Investigation DVD.